Welcome to Know Your Rights with Ellen Firestone. Through this podcast series, you'll become educated on the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and gain practical knowledge on how to apply what you learn in daily life. Listen and learn about each of the 30 articles and actions you can take to help promote and protect these human rights for yourself and others. Here's your host, United for Human Rights Ambassador and President's Volunteer Service Award recipient, Ellen Firestone.
Hi, everyone. This episode is in honor of the International Day of Education, which falls on January 24th every year, celebrating the role of education for peace and development. It will contain a review of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, Article 26, the right to education. Today's special guest is Christopher Nesbitt of the Citizens Academy US.
Hi, Christopher. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Hi, Ellen. I'm delighted to be on your show. Thanks for having me.
Fantastic. All right, so we're going to just get right into it. If you could let me know or tell me, what is the Citizens Academy US?
I can tell you. We are a team with a specific purpose, and that purpose is to help hundreds of millions of Americans achieve a complete understanding of the first sentence of the U.S. Constitution, which is called the preamble.
Wow, fantastic. And how do you go about doing that?
Well, there's actually a website that we have, and I invite all your listeners to check us out at Citizens Academy U.S., and that's plural, so it's CITIZENS, academy.us. And on that website, they'll learn a lot about what we do. And the centerpiece of what we do is called the guide. The name of the guide is the Guide to Complete Understanding of the Preamble of the United States Constitution. And this guide was inspired by a quote, which I want to give credit to American bestselling author L. Ron Hubbard, who said, "Complete understanding depends upon freedom from misunderstood words."
Wow.
So this guide can be purchased either soft copy or hard copy on our website, or a person can get an immediate free download and have a beautiful digital copy. It's just very aesthetically illustrated, and it has definitions straight out of Noah Webster's 1828, the year it was published, American Dictionary of the English Language.
That's awesome. Okay, so that then ties right into what we're celebrating today, which is the International Day of Education. And one of the human rights of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights is Article 26, the right to education. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about how the work you're doing with Citizens Academy aligns with this very important human right?
Right. Well, I'd like to break down this Article 26 into its three parts.
Okay.
The first part is everyone has the right to education. Now, let's take that component first, because at the Academy, we believe that everyone in America has the right to be educated in the U.S. Constitution. But if they don't understand what they're reading, they can't be educated.
Mm-hmm.
Our primary goal is complete understanding. And by that, we mean not vague understanding, not incomplete or invented understanding, but true understanding of what the founding fathers meant when they wrote the first sentence of the Constitution, which is the preamble, which incidentally contains the six purposes of the U.S. Constitution.
Wow. And that said, I mean, purpose is a very important part of education, because if someone doesn't understand why they're learning something, you know, they're likely not to apply it then later on.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
So having purpose understood on any subject is vital, but if we're talking about the six purposes of the Constitution, and by survey, almost everybody I've talked to didn't know that there were purposes there in the preamble and certainly didn't know there were six of them.
Right. Yeah. Myself included. I was lucky enough to attend one of your workshops, and that's where I learned it pretty late in life, but I did learn it. So that's good.
Well, that's fantastic. So then since you've done that, you've been through the guide, and our main mantra is do the guide, whether you're at a workshop like you attended, or you team up with another person, which is how I first did it, or even go through it yourself, following the instructions of how to really learn each word thoroughly so you can apply it is the key.
Great. And then did you want to talk about the next part of the human right? It's the next part of the rights education is actually my favorite because it talks about full development of the human personality, but go ahead.
Yes. So yeah, part two of education shall be directed to the full development of the human personality. Well, in my experience, complete understanding is vital to development of the personality and is actually one of the main drivers that develops a full and social and constructive, helpful personality. What I've noticed is when people get complete understanding on a subject, they provide helpfulness, they provide solutions, they don't provide arguments or conflicts or trouble. They're solution oriented. And I think you'd agree with me that a full personality and people that you like to associate with have that degree of ability to understand, to harmonize, and to be helpful with solutions.
Yes, definitely.
So that's something I could tell you, but I want to emphasize just a little bit more. People often will tell me, well, I was able to recite the preamble in eighth grade history class, so I know all about it. But on survey of over 500 people, where they were checked on the meanings of the words in the preamble, on average, out of the 52 words in that sentence, 19 of them, they did not have complete or accurate definitions for.
Wow.
So thus, when a person goes through the guide, having a willingness to learn, you'll often hear them saying, wow, I didn't know that before, or that makes a lot of sense, or, oh, I understand that better, and I can see what the purpose is now. And now the person feels uplifted and empowered, and their personality is developed just by doing that much.
Wow, that's fantastic. And then, I mean, obviously it's vital, or you would think it would be vital for all of us in the United States to have a complete understanding of this entire document, but starting with the preamble and the purposes of the document.
That's exactly correct. So there's a lot to the Constitution, but we picked the preamble, one, because it's the first sentence, two, because it has six purposes. And if people have misunderstandings and incomplete understanding of one or more of these words, then we're in trouble at once. They're not able to be educated properly. Their personality is not developed as good as it could be as an American. And so being able to truly get what it means, each word, so they can apply it, is where we've been successful. And we've had some amazing success stories, which when you're ready, I'll be glad to read one, but we should probably finish through component three of Article 26. Yeah?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so it, referring to education, shall promote understanding, tolerance, and friendship amongst all nations, racial or religious groups. So if we take that part, what we find is incredible wins bringing people together and uniting them in this understanding of the preamble and the six purposes. We've had people from the right and the left team up and go through the guide together and come to understanding and harmony because they had a point of agreement on what the purposes are and how those purposes set a person up to truly understand the rest of the document.
Well, that's amazing.
Yes, it is. So this is something that I find intensely interesting. If you can imagine hundreds of millions of Americans having a complete understanding of this just one sentence, and that is our whole goal, we have people harmonized regardless of their race, color, creed, religion, or even political side of the aisle. It doesn't matter. And we are focused wholly and solely on gaining understanding and helping people get new understandings that are complete and they're able to be able to use them and get harmony and solutions rather than problems, conflicts, and upset.
Right. So then on part three of this human right, Article 26, right to education, it states parents have a prior right to choose the kind of education that shall be given to their children. How about that? And how do you see that being applied, and how do you handle that at the Citizens Academy?
Well, as I'm a parent of two men, this is really a passionate point for me. Mm-hmm. But the parents have a right, this right about the prior right to choose the kind of education that shall be given to their children. Well, to me, we have to focus not only on what is being taught, but how is it being taught? And in our guide, there's an exact procedure of how to help a person gain a complete understanding of one word. And in addition to knowing what the definition is and what it means, the exercise includes having the person think up examples of their own and using the word in sentences over and over until the word comes alive to them. Mm-hmm. That's where the epiphanies happen. That's where the, oh my goodness, I didn't know that. Or, oh, I see how that works. So if a parent has a child that's being educated in that manner, then the child is coming home bright, coming home happy, and is going to gain a complete clarity of what they're learning, and they're going to be able to apply it. Mm-hmm. So having the original definitions from that 1828 Noah Webster's Dictionary, American Dictionary of the English Language, which is what the guide is built on. Mm-hmm. And then for this subject of learning the preamble, a lot of times now it's the children now know more than the parents.
Wow.
About that one sentence.
Uh-huh.
So that's the main thing I see on that, is that I don't think parents would choose to have their kids get an incomplete, vague, or wrong understanding. I think mm-hmm. they would want it to be correct, mm-hmm. useful, and applicable, and the child to feel uplifted and happier.
Mm-hmm. That's great. And I think you said a key word there too, useful. I remember sometimes my son would come home from school and wonder why he had to learn certain things. And I think that's a key point too, that children understand the purpose of what they're learning and how they can apply it in life.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. Yeah, purpose is so important.
Right. Okay, good. So you talked a little bit about the guide and how it works. Is there anything else you want to share about the guide?
Well, I would like to read a success story that was written from somebody that did the guide. And would that be all right?
Sure, that'd be great.
Okay. This one I find particularly impressive and just so amazing. So you can see the power of the guide. This person writes, "I've been living in the United States since 1988 and never wanted to become an American citizen. And suddenly, studying the preamble, I realized why that is, and that it has nothing to do with America. It has to do with what people have made out of America."
Wow.
So another side effect of reading this is that I, for the first time, want to become an American.
Oh my gosh, that's fantastic.
And then he says, "Not the shabby substitute that has been created, but the original idea that you're promulgating and revitalizing." Mm-hmm. "I must confess that while I had glanced at the Constitution a few times and even read parts of it, it never became real. America's success in becoming the most powerful and free nation on earth was started with the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution." Mm-hmm. He finalizes his story by saying, "I believe there is a lot of power in what you're doing. You are revitalizing a huge arsenal of failed purposes of people who want to live a good life and agree with their fellows and be secure and friendly and able to defend themselves. I want to help on this project."
Wow, that is beautiful.
Thank you.
So why is it important for people to fully understand the meanings of these words?
Well, if they fully understand the meanings of the words, they're going to get an understanding of each of the six purposes of the Constitution. Mm-hmm. They're going to be able to see events in their life and how a purpose might apply to that situation and be able to handle life better as an American because they see the purpose that applies in a given situation. Mm-hmm. They can make America better simply by demonstrating and applying the purposes so they make life better in the moment, in their home, in their school, in their community. So if you can imagine hundreds of millions of people gaining this full, complete, true understanding of the original meaning of these purposes, well, we have results like I just read to you happening on a grand scale. And I think that would be well worth doing. And so I'm glad you've done the guide, but my urgent request and what I would really love to have happen is your listeners to take advantage of that free download at citizensacademy.us, mm-hmm. be able to not only get the guide, not read it, but do it. Mm-hmm. Do all the exercises fully. They can do it with them all by themselves or with a partner or at a workshop or seminar like you did.
Right. Yeah. And I can say that it was amazing to me, like at the beginning of the seminar, reading the sentence, reading the preamble, and then going through and, you know, reading the words, understanding the definition, doing the sentences. And by the end of the seminar, reading that sentence again, and it's like, wow, like a light definitely went on. It's like a whole new understanding of that sentence.
That's great. Mm-hmm. I think that's fantastic. So yeah, I would like many, many, many people, actually hundreds of millions of Americans, to have that same wow result.
Right. Great. And then how did the Academy put these definitions together?
Well, they got the 1828 Noah Webster's American Dictionary of the English Language, mm-hmm. and they created the guide from my understanding and use of those definitions, and then spent a lot of time getting utterly beautiful illustrations for each word that's cleared up. Mm-hmm. So that's how they did it. And to me, it's just a genius work. It is.
Yes.
It makes for easy, fun learning, mm-hmm. and gives a person a whole new life as an American.
Right. Yeah, I agree. I had that experience for sure. And then what results are you getting with the guide?
Yeah, we have touched on that, but we have success stories pouring in from all over the country and even different parts of the world. Mm-hmm. We've had people wanting to form up a chapter so that they can spread the word in their local community. Mm-hmm. And the main thing that I find interesting is that people, here's a couple more successes here. This, I'll read it right from my success sheet. One person said, inspiring. I think it was not only educational, but very eye-opening. Wish we could spread this to everyone. Mm-hmm. And here's another one. I feel like I can look at the Constitution and have conversations about it with greater clarity and greater personal certainty in what the intention and purposes of the document are. I can study the rest of the Constitution from this new understanding of its purposes.
Wow, yeah. And then do you have some of those successes on your website?
Absolutely. And they're updated routinely. There's even a video of two people that did the guide together. And uh-huh. It's just, you get to see and hear their success. So
wonderful.
The website has got a lot of success and has the guide itself.
Mm-hmm. And can you give that website again?
Yes. It is citizensacademy.us. So it's CITIZENS academy.us.
Beautiful. Christopher, is there anything else you'd like to share about what you're doing, this human right, any of the human rights?
The only thing I'd like to end off with is that it's uplifting and revitalizing and very exciting to bring this understanding and material to others. So I'm delighted to be able to do that. And I really thank you for having me on your show.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being here.
To access the dictionary Christopher referenced, go to Webster's Dictionary 1828.com. And for a free e-course on the 30 human rights every person has, visit humanrights.com.
Thank you for listening to Know Your Rights with Ellen Firestone. To learn more, visit thefirestone.org.